This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi took part in the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Uttarakhand's Formation Day in Dehradun today. Mr. Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for several development projects worth over 8,000 crore rupees on the occasion. The projects span across key sectors, including drinking water, irrigation, energy, technical education, urban development, sports and skill development. Under the Pradhan Mantri Fasal Bima Yojana, Mr. Modi also released financial assistance into the bank accounts of more than 28,000 farmers. The Prime Minister also issued a commemorative postage stamp on this occasion. Addressing the public gathering, Mr. Modi congratulated the people of Uttarakhand on the Silver Jubilee of the state. The Prime Minister stated that the double-engine government is continuously working to take Uttarakhand to new heights of development.
बीते 25 वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज उत्तराखंड जिस ऊंचाई पर है उसे देखकर हर उस व्यक्ति का खुश होना स्वाभाविक है जिसने इस खूबसूरत राज्य के निर्माण के लिए संघर्ष किया था। डबल इंजन की भाजपा सरकार उत्तराखंड के सामर्थ्य को नई ऊंचाई देने में जुटी है।
Campaigning for the second and final phase of the Bihar Assembly elections will conclude this evening. Polling in this phase will be held on Tuesday in 122 Assembly constituencies spread across 20 districts. In the second phase, more than 3.7 crore voters will decide the electoral fate of 1,302 candidates, including 136 women. On the last day of campaigning today, top leaders from the NDA, the Mahagathbandhan and other parties are holding back-to-back election rallies and roadshows. RSS Sar Sangh Chalak Mohan Bhagwat has said that the organization will work for social harmony by initiating outreach program to end divisions in society. Speaking as part of lecture series on 100 years of Sangh journey, New Horizons, in Bengaluru, Mr. Bhagwat pointed out that during the First War of Independence in 1857, both Hindus and Muslims came together to fight for freedom from the British rule. He said RSS will reach out to caste leaders and heads of religious sects at the block level as part of Sadbhavna Karya.
We have to remove all these differences. And our tradition is, we create unity without disturbing the diversities. But our tradition is to think that the diversities are the decorations of unity because they are expressions of unity. Unity expressed through many individuals in many conditions at varied periods of times. In this manner, we have to organize our society.
President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with her Angolan counterpart, João Manuel González Lorenz, in Luanda today. The two countries are likely to sign and exchange MOUs on issues of mutual interest following the meeting. President Murmu reached Luanda late last evening on the first leg of her state visit to the two African countries, including Angola and Botswana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has shared an article written by Development of Northeastern Region Doner Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya, highlighting the Northeast as Ashtalakshmi. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the article explains how the region is becoming India's natural gateway to the Southeast Asia. India's ambassador to the US, Vinay Mohan Quatra, discussed with Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan the company's semiconductor and AI initiatives and plans in India. The virtual interaction came as New Delhi accelerates efforts to strengthen its semiconductor and AI industries under the India Semiconductor Mission and India AI Initiative. The Gujarat ATS has arrested three suspected terrorists from Adalaj in Gandhinagar. Initial investigation suggests that these three terrorists were associated with ISIS. Weapons have also been recovered from the three arrested terrorists. These three terrorists were plotting to carry out an attack in different parts of the country. The ATS is interrogating these three terrorists and conducting further investigation. And that is the end of this news bulletin.